So a quick welcome. This is the Center for Spiritual Living Morning Celebration. There is only one power. That power is the infinite. It is life. It is God. It is spirit. It is called by many names, but it is that within all of creation and that in which all creation exists, lives, grows, and has its being. That one power is right here present with each of us. It is available to us right now. It is moving through us as us. For such is its nature that all it asks and all it wants is the opportunity to appear. You're that opportunity, and so am I, and so it is. So welcome to the Center for Spiritual Living Sunday celebration, which we are having with great joy and fun right here on in your living room, wherever you happen to be, or as I see with some of you on your deck. Good for you. My deck's too noisy. I have neighbors, so I'm inside. However, I get to look out at the deck and see all that's going on. So welcome. Glad you're here. This is a place where whoever you are, whatever your background, your ethnicity, your life, your choices, your non-choices, those ways in which you came into the world to be the unique human being that you are, all of that is honored and celebrated by us. By us as a community, by this teaching as a teaching, by the philosophy, but most importantly, by the truth of life. We know who you are. Yeah, we do. We know who you are. You are an expression of the divine. So how could we do anything but celebrate who you are and celebrate the presence and power of all people? We are a center that's built around the teachings of science and mind, of new thought, which is based primarily in the idea of oneness. But to get a better idea of what we believe and what we teach, I invite you to join me, if you would like, and read along on the screen our Declaration of Principles. I believe in one God, one absolute power and first cause to all things. I believe this power is perfect love, and it creates out of a desire to express love. I believe all thought is creative, and I choose to think. And how I choose to think creates my personal experience. I believe in the unity of all life and the immortality of the individual soul forever unfolding. I believe in the eternal goodness, the eternal givingness of God to all. And so it is. So each week we have a practitioner is someone who is well-versed and has studied extensively the philosophy of the science of mind, the philosophies of new thought, and not from the standpoint of a distracted idea, but from the standpoint of using it to transform our own lives and transform the lives of others as requested. So today we're going to hear from one of our practitioners who is sharing with us from the far country and from a beautiful retreat center in, where are you? in Arkansas. And I get without any more wandering around on my part, let's hear from Lee Huffman.
Thank you, Bob. I am at the One Heart Retreat Center in just outside of Marshall, Arkansas, which some people say is about 2 hours from nowhere. And it's quite a ways out here. And I wanted to give you a view of the room that I'm in. I spoke, I think the last time I was here, I spoke about the fact that I had treated for a place to go where I could be out there and have a place that would be peaceful for 40 days and just get away. And this place opened up from that treatment. So treatment is very powerful. I don't know if you can see me. Vance, can you see me? I'm gonna take a little tour here. And so I don't know if you can see those or not. Somebody give me, Bob or Vance or somebody give me a thumbs up. There we go. So I'm going to turn this around. This is the library at One Heart. And this is actually about half of the library. This is the library room. But all these books are metaphysical.
Science of Mind and various books. There's some down here on the table. Working with the Law, Emerson's Essays, Quantum Healing, The Quantum Doctor, then Ernest Holmes' small books here. I'll try and zoom in on them a bit. But there are just hundreds of books here. And every time I walk into a different room, I find more of them. And so it's just fabulous. So I wanted to share this with you because this is, I believe, the only retreat center that is specifically aligned with Centers for Spiritual Living. And on the wall behind me, when I sit down here, you'll see that it says, "And so it is." So it's a wonderful place. It is 10 miles from the Buffalo National River, which is the only national park that is built on a river here in the country. And it's absolutely beautiful. I've been there hiking a lot, and I've been here meditating a lot and reading a lot. And it's just, it's interesting to be so far away, but yet still feel and still hear what's going on out there in the rest of the world. I'm 600 miles from Atlanta. I'm 700 miles from Minneapolis. And I still feel, with everything going on, that there's something that needs to happen. And when I thought about this treatment earlier in the week, I thought, this is going to be a treatment for the blacks out there who have suffered for so long. And many of whom I'm very close to. And I realized in the last couple of days that this is not a treatment for the blacks out there. When people say Black Lives Matter, and then we respond back with All Lives Matter, I don't think that's right. Right now, Black lives need to matter a little bit more because they've been through so much. And I want to talk to those of us that are their allies, that want to support them. And this treatment is for that. There are some new Science of Mind friends out there that I see that have connected in. And so if you're new to this, let me tell you what spiritual mind treatment is. Basically, spiritual mind treatment is an affirmative prayer that has us to agree with God, agree with the universe, because there is only one mind, and that mind is the mind of God. And so that is the mind that we are all part of, and our minds are part of that. So we are connected in a way that means that we're no different. So how we believe, the color of our skin, who we care to have in our lives, how we speak, none of that matters. And that's why I love this center and Centers for Spiritual Living so much. It's because we are all one and we recognize that. And so a treatment is a prayer. We don't do it for other people unless they ask us to, as Bob mentioned. And so I have had some people who I've spoken with in the last couple of days who have said, "Can you treat for me as an ally?" And it was like Spirit is speaking to me that says that's what this treatment needs to be. So my heart goes out to the people that are suffering and the people that are suffering for those that are suffering. And I feel like I'm one of those people. So I'll speak this treatment in the first person because I can only treat my mind. And if you will take whatever you feel like fits and take that as your own and repeat it in your own mind, then as we spoke a few minutes ago, our thoughts, all thoughts are creative, and how we choose to think creates our personal experience. So we can change the personal experience that we have, which will change the personal experience of all those around us through treatment. So if you would, sit back and relax Take a deep breath and clear your mind a bit of all the tension and everything that's going on. Take another breath and relax a bit more. And know this with me, if you will. I know that there is one source, one creator, one God, whatever we call it. Zundershoms called it the thing itself. There is one source that created everything. There was one source in the beginning, and there was nothing else. So when it created out of itself and extended itself out of an act of love and created all the world that was around us, both physical and metaphysical. Everything, everyone that I touch, everyone I speak to, everyone I see, they're all part of Source. I am part of Source. I am just so touched by what is going on in the world and so both concerned and pleased that it's happening. I know that this is an action, these are actions that need to be taken so that people can be recognized as one with the world around us. But as an ally, someone who wants to come alongside, I have no idea what my Black friends are going through right now. It was almost 200 years ago when the Native Americans were just treated so badly and sent across, taken out of their lands. And that's my heritage. But I can't even relate to that because it happened and it's moved on. But for my Black friends and family out there, I just feel, because it's so much, that they are being treated so badly. And so I know that they will speak to me and they will tell me as an ally what I can do. And I know that Source, Spirit, will tell me how to do things and will help me be a part of the solution, not at someone on the sideline. I know that this will have a positive impact because they will know that they're supported. And I know that more allies are coming to the forefront every day. So I know that the allies are being spoken to deep in their hearts. I am being spoken to lock arms, to walk with those that need support, to share in the concerns that they have, and to take actions that will move this forward. There's nothing that is going to get in the way of equality for everyone here in the United States. I know that Spirit wants us. I know that Spirit sees this. I know that Spirit speaks to this. And today, as it speaks to my heart, I look to my friends in the Black community because they are my brothers, they are my sisters. There is no Black race and no white race. There's a human race. And I know that we can work together and that things will come together. And we will break through this that has been around for 450 years before the United States was even created. I know that good things are going to come. I know that things are coming right now. I know that things are here right now. So I know that I will know what to do when the time comes for me to take action. And I know that that time is now. I release these words to Spirit, into the universe, knowing that Spirit only says yes. So I take that yes and act on it. And I know it is all true. And we say together, so it is.
Just breathe. That's the topic for today. That's the title. Interestingly, this title was, again, like all of the rest of the ones we've been using this year, was very deeply meditated upon and evolved from a process a whole year ago. And every week seems less if it was specifically designed for where we are in the world. When I listened to this music the first time and decided to use, you know, agreed with using it, what I got from it, and I don't know how it came through for you, the music was kind of rough, but you saw the words, I hope. The whole idea of it was there's lots of frenetic energy in the song, there's lots of frenetic energy in life, and we as a whole world, about 6 or 8 months ago, were saying, can things just slow down a little bit? Can I just get some room to breathe? Can we stop all of this chaos? I wish I didn't have to run from one thing to the next. I wish I had more time with my family. I wish this, I wish that. People were really, really on edge about where to be in life. And we wished for it. And we asked for it. And we meditated about it. Some of us just ran around trying to find the next best way to manage our time so we could squeeze more in and maybe get a little greater sense of being on top of things. It was a really, really high energy time. And then we did. And then we had a chance through social distancing, through the advent of COVID-19, and through all that came out of that, around the world, we paused. The whole world paused, and we took a breath. And we took deep breaths. And then we realized, and we heard, and we learned that COVID-19 attacks our breath. And COVID-19 has the potential for taking it away completely. And for many people, it did. So we had a chance to breathe. At the same time, my breathing was under attack. And yet, we made a way to do it. And now the cry of one man that's heard around the world, I can't breathe. Please let me breathe. So it's impossible for them to have known a year ago that breath would be such an important metaphor and reality for so many people right now, but it is. And to me, it's a full indication of the complexity and integral connection of oneness if we simply slow down and breathe and pay attention. Our screaming world said, please give me the freedom to breathe, the freedom from pollution. And our pollution has gone down. Freedom from smog. I remember years ago when I went to, in the year 2000, I went and became the minister of a center in California near Fresno in the Central Valley. And when I flew there from the Grand Canyon where I had been living, I stepped off the plane and you could see the air. And I didn't want to breathe. I wanted to stop my breath because I didn't want breathing all that, whatever it was, in. But I did. And I stayed there a while and I learned to cope and compensate and breathe anyway. We all want the freedom to breathe, whoever we are, whatever our life track has been. Breathing issues are up for so many people and have been for a long time, not just lately, but for a long time. Louise Hay talks about breath. You all know Louise Hay. She was a practitioner with Raymond Charles Barker. She was also then went from there into creating her own ministry that was independent of any organization, but brought such great healing and great goodness to the world. Her hay rides put so many people into the right consciousness, and so many people are alive today still living with HIV thanks to her hayrides and her teaching people how to live differently and be differently and think differently and know differently. In her book, You Can Heal Your Life, she says this. She says, breath and issues with breath. Breath is the ability to take in life. The ability to take in life. Breath is the ability and challenges with breath have everything to do with the struggle to receive life, to receive the goodness that comes into us, that comes to us, through us, into our world. That folks either are having difficulty in allowing and knowing how to take breath in, life in at its fullest, or they're just refusing to. You remember when you were a kid, you got mad and you tried to hold your breath at somebody? Just not going to breathe. I'm mad. Maybe you didn't do that. My sister and I often did it to each other and never succeeded, you know? We couldn't hold our breath long enough to really succeed at not breathing. Breath is life. And we may be able to slow it down. We may be able to push it aside to some extent. But in truth, finally, we all have to let go and breathe. Louis says that if you're having struggles with breathing, if breath is an issue for you, affirm this and continue to affirm it. It is my birthright to live life fully. And thank you, Lee, for reminding us that it is every human being's birthright to live life fully. I am worth loving. I am worth loving. People push life away around that issue. I don't think I'm worth loving. I don't think I'm lovable. It pushes love away. It pushes life away. It blocks our breath. You are worth loving. Each of us is worth loving. And I now choose to live life fully. Today, as a result of this talk, as a result of this time together, as a result of the next thought going through your mind, I challenge you to choose right now, regardless of your life's circumstance, regardless of the kind of freedom you have in your mind, the kind of freedom you seem to have in your movement or your place in life. But choose instead to focusing on that, to focus on living fully. Today, I make that choice. And if you want to dig more deeply into this, you'll find it in Louise's book, You Can Heal Your Life. It's a rich and beautiful kind of beautiful statement. Hold your breath. Can't do it. Life cannot be stopped. An individual's life experience can be stopped. Life on this planet by individuals or groups can be stopped. But life itself cannot. So let's take a moment. Instead of just talking about what we're doing, let's do it. Breathe. Just breathe. Don't think about what does or doesn't work. Don't think about what is or isn't coming forward. Just breathe. Together, let's take a deep breath all the way down to our toes. Gently let it go. If you can, breathe in through your nose. And now another deep breath. And let it go. And now another. For just a few moments, relax and just watch your breath. You don't need to do anything. You don't need to go anywhere. You don't need to think about anything. Just notice your breath. Watch it as it comes in and goes out. Hear it, feel it. And now see if in this moment you could take 5 seconds and stop any kind of worry. Can you do it for 5? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Can you do it for 10? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right now, can you stop being afraid of anything? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And for 5 seconds, can you just love yourself? One, two, three, four, five. And now take another deep breath and let your attention begin to return to the room around you. That was a whole 2-minute meditation. For some people, that's the longest they ever meditate in the day. For others, it's just the beginning. But I invited you to do that because there is that reality that says breath is the one part of receiving and giving life that I always have control over. And I most often, many of us at least, I do too, most often forget to even notice how I'm doing with it. Something happens and you get surprised. And what's the first thing you do? We hold our breath. Or we start having some intense emotions about something. What do? We hold our breath. So if you're feeling anger, the anger just stays inside and builds up. And if you're feeling fear, the fear builds. If you're feeling any emotional strength, sadness, upset, you don't want to cry, so you hold your breath. And the suggestion here is to allow life to move. What we know in psychology is the more we breathe into any feeling and situation, the more quickly we move through it. Because feelings do not define us. They simply give us an idea of what we believe and what's inside of us, because we are more than all of that. So it's an opportunity to breathe and let it be. So just allowing the breath to move. You know, there is the physical aspect of breath. The breath where we bring in fresh air and oxygen, and it combines within us to create energy and feed our cells and allow us to be alive. And then we breathe out that which we no longer need, which is CO2. And then the plants and the rest of the world suck it up with great joy because, hey, they need it. We're an interactive world. The same thing for everything in this physical in the world, there's the metaphysical equivalent. There is that mental taking in truth, taking in better ideas, taking in energy, taking in life as it's intended to be, and as we somehow deep in our hearts know it can be, and then releasing anything that's not life, anything we no longer need, releasing anger, releasing resentment, releasing judgment. Let me say that one again, releasing judgment, for that will block our life force as much as anything. Because when we say something by else or someone else is wrong, we are also saying, because I am one with all of the universe, I too am wrong. I too am bad. I too am whatever I'm judging. And so instead, we get to move into this place of simply breathing in and then breathing out anything that isn't of life. And you have the list. You know your list. You know what you often think about yourself that you wish you didn't think, and about other people that you wish you didn't think. You know where your mind goes with all of that. Ernest Holmes says that the newness of life is created and recreated in every moment. He says that in creating that, in bringing life forward, we do that with our minds, with our hearts, with our ideas. The universe in which we live is self-existent, meaning that it always is, always was, it exists within itself. And God comes new and fresh in the perennial springtime of every moment. Burst forth from the timeless infinite into the present incident, carrying with it the wonder, the majesty, and the might, and the warmth and color of the eternal itself. Such is the nature of our being. Every day is a new beginning. Every day is the world made new. And I would say every moment, not just every day, every moment. This moment right now is totally different from the moment when you first turned this thing on and started listening to me. It's different from the last moment when I said something different. Quantum physicists tell us that it isn't our world. It may appear to be solid and real and structured, but in truth, it's all energy and quirks and quarks and all sorts of names that I don't know and understand, but that are moving way below the level of what appears to be solid into that great place where open space is the dominant thing, where energy is what is really just held together in relationship with itself to form what appears to be solid. Well, here's the kicker in that. What appears to be solid in this moment is created brand new in this moment, and brand new in the next moment, and brand new in the next moment. It is not created once and then consistently moves through time. We know that the physicality of our bodies, the physical makeup of our bodies changes every 7 years, and parts of it change every 7 minutes. So there's constant change going on, and that is with each moment created brand new. That's why healing can happen instantaneously. That's why change can come in a blink. And your life can change as quickly as your next thought, your next belief, your next reality. Ernest says that. Quantum physicists say that, because thought affects the physicality of the universe. So we get to consciously use our breath, the breath of our lungs and the breath of our minds, to create something new. Just in those few moments we took earlier where you stopped to breathe, your whole physiology changed. How your body was feeling. Some of you may have gone to sleep. That's okay. Some of you may have been energized. Wherever you went, whatever you did, it was all a part of creating something new, because you took a conscious control, conscious leadership of your breath. Mindfulness, conscious mindfulness. So in the next breath, in the next thought, I can create peace for myself and for all those around me. And all of those who are open to the idea of it, regardless of the chaos going on, I can march for peace instead of marching against anything else. I can march for equality. I can march for the recognition, not just of equality, but of the absolute beauty and power and goodness in every person. And I can change my feeling and my thought and my belief about that with my next breath, be it mental or physical. I can do that with love. How long it takes to fall in love? About as long as it that. You know why? Because it's not dependent on anybody else. We all think, because when we meet that special so-and-so, that because we get so excited about them and all this stuff happens physiologically in us and our minds and hearts, and we fall in love and we're just head over heels and gaga and we can't talk straight. You know where all that is? In you. In me. It's not out there in the other person. I can create that in my own mind, in my own consciousness, by breathing in the life of love, by accepting it as who I am and releasing anything unlike love. And it can happen that quick. and I can feel all of that energy, and I can have the physiological changes that go with it. Because our bodies respond to our beliefs according to what we think and feel and believe and know that we know that we know that we know, way down deep. I can create the opening for my path. So this month we're talking about mindfulness for mavericks. Maverick is an interesting term. I love it. I hadn't paid much attention to it until I saw this title and I went, what? And what I came up with and what I recognized is a maverick, in one definition, is a cow or a bull or a steer that doesn't have a brand, that's free to roam the range. That's where maverick as a description came from. It was from a rancher in Texas who went against the norms and would not put his cattle through the horror of branding and left them free to run the range while everybody else was branding them and putting them in pens in that part of Texas. His last name happened to be Maverick, so Maverick stuck. His cattle became known as Mavericks. And that name comes to us in that a maverick is someone who doesn't stay in the fence. We don't live according to other people's brands. We are not those who will automatically do what the norm says unless we have a clear recognition within us that it's right and true and good for us. Mavericks there's a list. You can look it up online. A list of mavericks under, for who they are. And I'm all, great leaders in every field that have created something new and different were mavericks. They didn't play by the rules. I sometimes get irritable at mavericks because I get pulled towards wanting to play by the rules because I have the illusion that it's safer and more comfortable. And the truth is, it's not. Because it's not safe if I'm going against my own nature and my own being. This is a teaching that attracts mavericks. We are a people of mavericks, which is why when you try to talk about what do we believe and what do we teach and what is science of mind and what is new thought, it's such a struggle sometimes because it doesn't fit any other categories. We're a church, but we're not a church. We're a spiritual movement, but we're not a religious organization. We are people who believe in oneness and one power and one infinite, and it is God, and it is all there is, and it is more than the idea of God. How do you explain that to someone who's got a framework that is in the fence, that is God, devil, good, evil, right, wrong, all of that? It's harder. We can still do it, and we still are called upon to do it. But we have to do it out of the truth of ourselves. Who am I? Not what is this teaching, but who am I? How do I show up in the world? What matters to me? What is guiding me through life? And as I open my heart and mind and listen to that, then I am a mindful maverick. I'm a maverick who mindfully listens to this heart, listens to himself, looks at all that's going on around him and makes a decision. Am I going to get in that pen or the other pen, or am I going to stay somewhere outside of the pens as much as possible? This whole month, we're going to be looking at mavericks. Who are we? You see, if you live as a maverick, you are free to follow your own breath. The inhale of life, according to your understanding of it, the flow of truth into your life, and with that comes some sweaty palms. One of my minister friends years ago said that I was calling her about something going on in our center and I was trying to make a decision. And she says, well, if your palms aren't sweating, your idea is not big enough. And I thought she was absolutely right. Arlene Bump is the one that told me that. Because sometimes for mavericks, it is a bit sweaty. It is a little scary to be out there without a brand and no one else to attached to except the truth within you. So I'm inviting you on a trip the rest of this month as we consider and talk about this whole idea of mindfulness for mavericks, not mindfulness for the status quo, not mindfulness for the rebels, because that's not mavericking either. It sometimes gets confused. See, and you deserve to live well in that mindfulness because you're wonderful. So am I, and so it is. So let's take just another 2 minutes and go back into this breath, back into this time, back into this moment of recognition. And as you breathe in, think about, allow your mind to show you, what is the new life wanting, breathing into you, coming into you? What is the, what are the new ideas that are showing up? And maybe they're old ideas that you cast aside in earlier days, but they're back. What is the new idea on who you are and how you should live? And since we can't breathe by just inhaling, letting go and breathing out, and allow your mind with each out-breath to drift over the thoughts and beliefs you no longer need, that no longer make sense to you, that aren't helping your body or your life or your mind to live. I breathe in peace, love, and harmony. I breathe out hatred, judgment, and disharmony. I believe in the breathe in the demand within myself for equality of all people. I breathe out prejudice, unknown. I breathe in ease. I breathe out struggle. I breathe in time and space. I breathe out anything that doesn't serve me anymore. I breathe in spirit. And I breathe out spirit. For spirit is all there is. Formed or reformed. I declare my truth this day to be that I am an expression of the infinite. I am God's opportunity to be something unique, and that uniqueness is God at its peak. It is spirit at its highest expression. And I know that, and spirit knows that, and I am supported in it 100%. I deny any power to naysayers, to folks who don't understand. I deny any power to what anyone else thinks, acts, or feels. What I instead claim is the truth that I am the beloved of God. I am God's opportunity to be something unique. And I take that fully and easily and completely. And even when it looks just like everybody else, it's still my unique expression. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the opportunity to know this. I'm grateful for the great pause that's given me time to think more deeply, to feel more truly, and to live more authentically in the manner that I choose. And I have great gratitude. Gratitude that this is what life's about. Gratitude for every breath I take. Gratitude that I can breathe. Gratitude for those who've shown us how difficult it is for some to breathe. And I bless and honor all of them for their role in that. Together, we're marching towards a greater expression of goodness, a greater expression of godness for ourselves individually and for the whole world. This is the truth, my truth, the truth, God's truth. I let it be so, and so it is. Thank you. So now we turn to today's announcements and prosperity reminder and celebration. If you find this useful, well, Vance will tell you all about that. Vance is one of our board members. He's also the guy who makes this happen every week and does all the behind the scenes things, except for the mistakes that I make. He does a beautiful job and I'm grateful for it. So here we go. Let's hear from Vance. Take it away, Vance.
Okay. So good morning, everybody. I am board member for the Center for Spiritual Living, Midtown Atlanta, and I'm Vance Blue. So While we're meeting online, we invite you to contribute to this effort by contributing through the link to on CSL Midtown. You can contribute by PayPal, sending a check to CSL Midtown at P.O. Box 14303, Atlanta, Georgia, 30324. And there's a link in the chat box. There's links on the website. And your generous contributions help us expand our reach to a wider group of people, bringing this message of peace, freedom, and health in this challenging time. Thank you to all of you who give so freely of your time, your talent, and your treasures. And so, if you will, read with me. I'm going to share this, the affirmation of prosperity. I live in a universe of abundance. As I freely and joyfully give, I join in the divine flow, and all that I share with life returns to me, multiplied abundantly. And so it is. All right, we've got some announcements. So the theme this month is Mindfulness for Mavericks, which Bob talked about. And next Sunday's talk is entitled Mindful Intentions. We've got things going on during the week. Online spiritual empowerment sessions with Bob. We've got Tuesday afternoon from 12 to 12:30, and Thursday is from 6 to 7. They're on the same Zoom call that you got onto this with, 404-996-1302. And we've got a new contribution system that's up and working really well. I like this. It's a lot easier. It's the same. If you go to the website, you click on Donate Now, it'll take you right in. And whether you set up a one-time giving or ongoing giving, I've got mine set up for repeat giving. It was really easy to do. And that helps us all know where we're going with that. So I know what my income is. I base it on that, and I just give my tithe to that. Practitioners, you met Lee Huffman earlier. We've got a lot of practitioners on the call that we will be there to help you. If you've got anything going on that you need help with, whether it's peace of mind, breathing, going through this challenge, if there's something health-wise, mental-wise, something you want to do that you need help with that you can't work yourself with, that's what they're there for. They're here to help you. So with that, we already talked about all that donating. It's all on there. And I'm going to give it back to Bob.
Thank you. Join me, if you will, in our closing words. Thank you for being here. First, let me say that and say how grateful I am to continue to have the opportunity to teach, to speak, to share the truth as I understand it with all of you. And I trust that you find benefit, that you take what you like, you leave the rest, and that it brings a greater life and greater living to you in some way or other. So join me, if you will, and these are our closing affirmation of life. I leave this place now knowing something better than I knew before. I go forth into the world with a heart full of love and a mind full of good sense. I look at the world in a greater way, knowing that I have within me everything I need to create the life I desire. I give thanks for this understanding, and I am grateful for the spirit of life that lives through me. And so it is. Thank you. Have a great week.